The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday, here on the day after Christmas, here on the day where I hope you don't have to go to work, where I hope that you are able to relax, and maybe today's the day you're going to go and return some stuff that you got for Christmas. Now, I don't think I've ever had to return anything. Trying to think. I think I might have had to exchange something before for a different size. I want to say, like, when I first started dating my ex-wife, if I remember correctly, my mother-in-law got me a Old Navy performance fleece back when, you know, that was like the hot thing. That was when, like, these fleece first came out. And everybody was running out to get them. And so I'm like, all right, like, you know, let me know how they are before I buy one. Cause I don't know. I've never been to an Old Navy. So tell me if they're warm and comfortable and they're worth it. And so my mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, got me one for Christmas, and I loved it. It was great. It was a little too tight. So I had to go exchange it. But I think that's the only time I've ever exchanged a Christmas gift. I don't think I've ever had to. But if you are looking to do some exchanges or some returns, New England Cable News has a story today with all of the rules and regulations and things like that for, you know, and how long you have to be able to return things. Because it's not an unlimited window of opportunity here. So I'm just trying to get this here to you. So let's see. Amazon has a policy that until January 31st to return gifts. So that would be about a 90-day window from anybody who bought them on November 1st. So if they bought them before that, you know, you're going to be out of luck. But you have a 90-day window thereabouts. So January 31st. Target says any electronic or entertainment item purchased on or later than November 7th can be returned until January 24th for a full refund. So any electronic device or a CD or a record album or a video game or something like that. And if you bought a video game or system from GameStop between November 17th and December 24th, you have until January 18th to return it, but the package must be unopened. And None of these policies, by the way, apply to Apple products. So if you purchase an Apple product, that does not count in this window of return opportunity. But according to New England Cable News, they say that the National Retail Federation is predicting the return rate for the 2024 holidays will be 17% higher than the annual return rate, which is 17% at the moment. So it says, to put those numbers in perspective, the return rate pre-pandemic for 2019 was 8.1%. So 8.1% of gifts were returned in 2019. Now they're saying it'll be 34% this year. They're saying it'll be 17% higher than the annual rate, which is 17%, which is 34%, right? So why is that? Is that the economy? Is that people saying, you know what? Thanks for buying me that, but I'm going to go return it and keep the money? Is that people not being able to find a gift that they think somebody will like, so they're just grabbing them anything? I don't know. Have you had to return a gift, and for what reason? I know that re-gifting has become a popular thing, where if somebody gives you something that you don't want, you end up giving it to somebody else, but I don't know people that go and return gifts. Unless it's like, if it's something that you already had, totally understand that. Even if it's something that you're like, I would never wear this or use this. You bought me a gun rack. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. I don't know anybody that's returned gifts. But maybe I'm in the minority on that. Maybe it is a more common thing. Maybe people have returned my gifts that I've given them. I mean, I would hope not. I know the only people I buy anything for are my parents that I buy actual items for. And I always give them like a sweatshirt pullover type thing. And every year my mom will point out and she'll be like, look, I'm wearing this sweatshirt that you gave me. Like on some random day that I see her, she's like, oh, this is the sweatshirt you gave me. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you liked it. But I always get gift receipts too in case, you know, they don't like it. But 34% of gifts are going to be returned? That seems astronomically high. And so what do you think the reason is for that? Is it because people need money? And they're saying, well, if I return some of the gifts I got, I'll get some, maybe I can get some cash. Because I think most places don't give you the cash. Unless you've got the original purchase receipt or even, I don't even know how gift receipts work. I always thought it was just for an exchange of a different size. So unless you're going to, you know, sell on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, and by the way, today's the day to go on Facebook Marketplace because people will be putting up stuff that they got for Christmas that they don't want. And because they didn't pay for it, they're kind of willing to take any amount for it. So it's a good day to peruse Facebook Marketplace if there's something that you're looking for. Because I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, hey, you just bought a new record player, right? A new phonograph? I said, I did. And they said, well, what'd you get? How much did you pay for it? So I'm talking to them about it. And they said, yeah, I'm thinking about getting one. And I said, well, wait until Thursday. Because there's going to be a whole bunch of people who got new phonographs for Christmas. And they're going to put their old ones up on Facebook Marketplace. And they're not going to really be caring about what they get for it because they already got a new one as a gift. Or they might be people who got one as a gift and who are like, I don't play records. I'm not interested in records. They gave it to me because I'm a music fan, but I'm not interested in records. So, you know, today is a day to look for something like that on Facebook Marketplace. But also be careful because it's probably also a big day for scams too. But I guess maybe people need money, so they might turn over a gift that they were given to try to get some cash. But or maybe somebody just bought them something to give them something, and it's not something they would ever use. I just can't think of why 34% of gifts would get returned. And if that's the case, why are we even doing this anymore? Why are we buying things for people if 34% of them are going to get returned? Either we're very bad at picking out gifts, or there's nothing that this person wanted or needed, or maybe we're just in tough economic times and people need the cash or need something else more. I don't know, but that just seems astronomically high. 34% of gifts are going to get returned. And I just would feel so guilty doing that. I seem to sneeze at the beginning of the hour, every hour. But I would feel so guilty. Somebody picks out a gift for me. And even if it's something like I don't love, which doesn't really happen anymore because like everybody just gives me gift cards. But I would never, I feel so bad returning it, but I would never go the next day. And I don't think people that do return it are necessarily ungrateful. They're glad that the person thought of them. I mean, we don't exchange gifts amongst my siblings. They've all got little kids and they've got to buy enough that, you know, we're like, why? We don't need to give each other gifts. We used to when we were younger, but no need to do it now. And, you know, it's hard to buy a gift for a sibling, especially an adult sibling that has a significant other who's going to buy them what they want for Christmas. And so then what you do, go out and get something for them. It's more of a, you know, I thought you would like this. This made me think of you type of gift. And while I always liked that sentiment behind it, it also made it really hard to find things. Made it really hard. Because you're like, what am I going to give? So every sister gets a candle. I know you all like candles. And you probably don't have this one. And even if you do, eventually you'll burn it and it'll melt and then you'll need another one. And then when you're just getting everybody a candle, does that really feel like you were putting thought into it, or do you feel like you were doing something because you felt obligated? So I understand why, you know, some people avoid the gift-giving route altogether, but returning 34% of gifts. And what is that jump where it was, you know, 9% in 2019 to now 34% in 2024? What is that jump from? I would guess more than anything, and this is just me speculating. I don't have. They didn't put a link to that report, and I haven't gone to look for it yet. But I would guess sizing is a big part of it. I would guess the reason why people are going back, it's not that they're going back to try to get the money back. It's that somebody got them the wrong size. Because people put on a lot of weight after the pandemic. So somebody buys you a large something or other, even though you need an extra large, but they don't want to buy you an extra large because they don't know your size and they don't want to assume that you're an extra large because they're afraid you might be insulted when you've been a large for so many years. And so you buy the large and then the person's like, oh, thank you, but I need an extra large. So they go and return it for a bigger size. And then they can't find the same item in the bigger size, so they end up trading it in for something else in the right size. I think you probably have a lot of that happens. Also, with the rise of online shopping, it's not like in the old days where, you know, my mom and her sisters would go shopping once a week. And my grandmother, they would meet up on a Tuesday night and go shopping. And they kind of knew what each other had because they saw what each other bought. Nowadays, people can just buy stuff online and nobody ever knows that they bought it. And so you buy them something and you had no idea that they had the same thing already. That's why people used to complain about buying me gifts. They're like, you just buy yourself whatever you want. So, and my ex-wife used to complain, like, stop buying yourself things close to Christmas. That makes it hard for me to get you anything. So it's, I get it. It's not an easy thing to pick out for people. So maybe that's part of why things are getting returned. Because you're just giving them something to give them something. And it's not necessarily something that they want or need. Or maybe it's something that they already have. Have you returned gifts? And for what reason? Are you going to return any gifts that you got this year? I can't mask your voice when you call in. But we don't have to use your name. Did you get something that you're going to now go and return to a store or exchange for something else? Like, I want to know. 508-996-0500. Or you can send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But one place you won't have to worry about returning anything, because when you go there, you're going to find exactly what you need, is M&M Hay and Feed. Formerly Marvin Grain, it is South Dartmouth's heritage grain and hardware store. It's a true mom and pop experience that when you walk in there, you are going to find an eclectic mix of things from nuts and bolts, tools, different types of hardware, to screen repair, to a little section of Portuguese foods. They've still got the barrel of chestnuts if you're looking to get some chestnuts to roast before the end of the season here. And they're the authentic Portuguese chestnuts. But they also have olives and relishes and other things there too. Plus whatever feed and grain you could imagine. As you are feeding the birds, as you are maybe keeping some birds yourself as pets, rabbits, they've got everything. They've got brand name pet food that you can't find anywhere else. And they've also got things like hay, straw, laying hens, meat chickens, and turkeys. So maybe you're thinking 2025 is the year I'm going to build a chicken coop and get some chickens and start getting my own farm fresh eggs every morning rather than going and worrying about what the price of eggs are at the grocery store. Well, stop by M&M Hay and Feed at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, because not only will they have everything you need to build that chicken coop, but they'll have the chickens to put it in afterwards. Again, M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, a proud dealer of Pool and Grain, and recommended that you stop in and take a look around the store. Maybe you don't need something today, but when you do need it, you'll know where to find it. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments. Faking, got to get to lose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't float, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming, I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. Head for the border, go get a taco. I see record from the jump street, meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Who got the vibe? And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We can take some calls coming up after the news, but right now we're going to be going into the newsroom. And we'll get all the top stories from Phil Devitt. And again, on the other side of that, you can call in or you can send in an app chat message. Maybe you're just waking up and you're still a little groggy from all that eggnog you drank last night, right? And all of the picking up of all the wrapping paper and taking out the trash and all that stuff that wears on you. And maybe you're just getting up and rubbing your eyes and saying, oh, thank God I didn't have to go to work today. But I'm here for you. Especially if you did have to go to work today. And we'll take more of your calls coming up. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil in the newsroom.
A Christmas Day crash in the heart of New York injures a crowd of people. Trump picks an ambassador to Panama. And all eyes on Beyonce on the football field Wednesday.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three people are recovering in Manhattan hospitals after a cab jumped the curb and into the crowds near Herald Square Christmas afternoon. The yellow cab plowed into the sidewalk going north on 6th Avenue near 34th Street. That's just across the corner from Macy's and its holiday window displays. This in the late afternoon. Six people in total were hit, two women and a 9-year-old boy hospitalized and were last listed as stable. The driver, who may have had a medical episode triggering the crash, cut his leg. Police are investigating. President Biden signed 50 new bills into law just one day before Christmas. As his time in office comes to a close, Biden spent his Christmas Eve signing new bills, many of which were bipartisan measures. Some of those include a bill preventing members of Congress from collecting pensions if convicted of certain crimes, a bill setting anti-hazing standards on college campuses, as well as socialite Paris Hilton's bill to protect teenagers living in residential treatment facilities. Biden also passed a bill making the bald eagle the official bird of the United States. President-elect Trump is announcing his pick for ambassador to Panama. Miami-Dade County Commissioner Kevin Marino Cabrera will take on the role, with Trump saying on Truth Social the move comes during a time Panama's ripping us off on the Panama Canal far beyond their wildest dreams. Trump floated the idea last week that the canal should return to U.S. hands after complaining of what he called exorbitant prices. First responders from Butler, Pennsylvania are being invited to walk in next month's inauguration parade in Washington, D.C. Organizers have extended an invitation to those who responded to the July 13th assassination attempt on Trump in that town. Members of multiple local departments and agencies are being given the opportunity to take part in the event following Trump's January 20th swearing in. King Charles III on Wednesday thanked the medical workers in Britain who helped treat him and his daughter-in-law, Catherine, Princess of Wales, after their cancer diagnoses. And he praised communities that came together after anti-immigrant riots gripped the country in the summer. In his annual Christmas message, the British monarch spoke from the chapel of a former hospital rather than from a royal palace, and a rare departure that was designed to emphasize his appreciation for health workers and volunteers. No grand prize winner in the Christmas Eve Mega Millions drawing, sending the jackpot soaring to $1.15 billion. Any lucky winner or winners choosing the cash option on that will be in line to take home just over $516 million. And Beyonce turned the NFL game on Christmas into one big Cowboy Carter party. Queen Bey took to the field at halftime of the Texans-Ravens NFL game at her hometown of Houston on the holiday, performing songs from her Cowboy Carter album live in front of an audience for the first time. She rode out on horseback while singing 16 Carriages before getting into a medley of other songs off the album. She also brought out Shaboozy and Post Malone.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 118-114. Their next game is home at TD Garden with the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. Bruins are in Columbus to play the Blue Jackets on Friday night, and the Patriots are gearing up to host the Los Angeles Chargers at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny today, some clouds, a high of 37 degrees. On Friday, more of the same, a high of 39. We get into the 40s for the weekend and getting up close to 50 degrees by Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you would like to send in messages that way. Because, you know, we live in a society where people want to do things instantly. They don't want to wait around and be on hold during a commercial or something. They want to just send in their thoughts right away. And if you live in that kind of a world where you just need to get things done when it's time to get them done, well, then you know how helpful it is to have somebody else take care of them for you. And that's what you can do at Dash Laundromat. You can just drop off your laundry there, or they'll come and pick it up and bring it back to you to take one more thing off your plate during this busy time of year. Or maybe you're on vacation till the end of the year, and the last thing you want to do is spend some of it doing laundry, right? Well, have Dash take care of it for you. I like just dropping it off in the locker, because then I don't have to worry about, you know, actually being home for them to pick up or drop off. So I just put it in the locker when I'm going by, and I just open it up with my Dash Laundromat app, put my clothes in. They know where it is. I just put in the app what I want them to do, you know, wash, dry, fold, use this detergent, put some of these add-ins in. And then they let you know when it's all done. You can just go and pick it up, use the app to open up the locker again, and take it with you. So why are you spending time and energy doing laundry when Dash will do it for you? At super affordable prices, by the way. So stop by Dash at One State Road in Dartmouth, and you can take a look around and see, like, if you're going to do laundry yourself, that's the place to do it. Big, affordable, state-of-the-art machines, bright, comfortable atmosphere, but also talk to them about having them just do the laundry for you. It's so much easier that way. That's what I like to do, and I think you will too once you do it as well. You're going to get it done at Dash, One State Road in Dartmouth. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Well, happy day after Christmas.
To you as well. What's it? Today, is today Boxing Day? Is that the day after Christmas?
I have no idea. All I know is I overate.
Yeah?
My daughter had made so many things that she knows I love, those big Italian stuffed shells where you grate your cheese right at the table. Delicious. Of course, there was all kinds of other goodies. And yeah, I was bad. I was very bad. Now I'm debating if I should even bother to go out there today. You know, when you cheat, you don't want to take your walk after that. You feel, what the hell? Look what I did. I'm not going out there now. Plus, I opened the window, and it's kind of cold.
Yeah, it is a little chilly out. But, you know, if you don't do it, then that turns into two days of not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, it makes it harder to get back on the wagon when you've given yourself even that one day off.
I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a lot slower about it, though. I'm going to be slow getting out the door, you know? I mean, I can't walk my cat. Can't do that. But if I had a little dog here, I could walk that one.
I mean, you can walk cats. I don't know. I can't get my cat to put the harness on.
Don't you think it's too cold for the little paws?
Well, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
So I'm sitting here debating right now, and this is a big deal for me. I'm debating. I should actually get a ticket for that miserable game.
Well, what's it, $1.15 billion they're saying?
Isn't it 15? 1.15?
Yeah, 1.15 billion right now.
So, I'm not too good with math. Does that actually mean 1 billion 15 million?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh boy, I could spend the 15 million and still have a billion locked away. Well, no, you don't get all that. If you take that one-time payment, it falls way, way down. But I guess in this case, with that amount of money, it's better to take that one-time check, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask, you know, financial advisor people, they're always going to tell you it's better to take the annuity. But, you know, it's up to you how much you want to wait for the money.
And then, could you even trust your public accountants and all that? I mean, could you trust those people, too? I mean, they're going to manage your money for you for the rest of your life, right? It's not a one-time visit to their office. So what does it cost to go to a place like that where they're going to advise you the best thing for you to do and
well,
blah, blah, blah?
If you just want $1 billion, I don't think you're going to care about what it costs to...
Well, I would. I got to have at least 10 or 20 VW buses. I want a nice log cabin just outside of the city. Not deep in the woods, but, you know, far enough away from civilization. You know, I'll just talk to the animals. Like Dr. What was his name?
Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah. If I could just get one good animal to talk to me. Boy, that fire in a cushion.
Yeah.
I mean, are you thinking that was a Christmas tree fire?
I don't think I've seen anything about the cause yet.
Yeah, they're not saying it yet, but that's too bad. Right on Christmas, you would think that would be a day you'd be more careful with stuff like that, with the trees and stuff.
Now there were a couple of fires throughout New England that.
I'll say this: I don't think that anyone who actually has a real tree should not have a cat in the house. That cat goes into the tree. We all know it. My daughter's cat did it for a long time. And now she doesn't have real trees anymore. She decided to knock that off. She has a very nice artificial. The artificial ones are beautiful. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, it's a different story back when we had those crappy looking fake trees. But now the trees that are fake trees look so realistic. They actually look more real than the real ones.
Oh, I saw so many beautiful ones. I've crocheted some ornaments for the trees.
And they'll have, like, you know, they'll have ones that'll spray out pine scent so that it smells like a real tree mm-hmm. is in there. They have ones that, you know, light up. My mom spins around and plays music.
Yeah. Well, those real trees, they did have their day. I mean, back then, when I was younger, we were lucky if we saw an artificial tree anyway. They were all real trees, and nothing beats that smell. It's really wonderful. But I think it's time, the way we live today, there's fires every few minutes.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I've seen a couple of fire trucks go by Route 18 during the past week. I don't know where they were going, but they're the ones that usually show up first if somebody's having a heart attack or an overdose. They get there before the cops or the ambulance all the time. Happens all the time.
Well, hopefully whatever it was, they... No, kids will be back in January.
Yeah, they've got all that time off. Oh, I hope they stay busy, play with their toys, or if they're older, whatever new video games they got, they're glued to that. I know my grandson, that's all he does, and that's how he ended up gaining weight. Then he lost some, then he gained again. It's ridiculous.
Well, today is National Go Play in Your Room Day, so.
Well, yeah, but they do that every day. They'll come out of school and go right there. They don't hang out with their friends anymore. They don't go riding bikes. They're in their room like that. I mean, my grandson talks to kids, and he's playing video games with them. And they're in Japan. They're in France and Florida. He's making friends all over the world because of stuff like that. I mean, yeah, that's a good thing. You get friends there. You know, someday you might even go to those countries and visit, and you'll have a reason to go because you'll know somebody. And
it's all about balance. Great. You just got to balance everything. I got to hold you there because I got another caller that's calling in.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy your walk.
You too.
Take it easy.
You too. Get outside. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here before we got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Huh? I'm just wondering, Christmas Eve, I was at church at St. Anne's in New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
When I came out, there was loads of cruisers and stuff. Was there an accident or something?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it, but I also wasn't, you know, I kind of unplugged from the news, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to listen to the news, too, but I didn't say nothing about it. But there was something going on I think, Davis Street in New Bedford because I was leaving church.
On Christmas Eve? I don't think so. I don't think I've seen anything about it yet.
Oh, okay, then. Have a good day.
If I find out, I'll let you know, though.
Thank you very much. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.
And I do got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
I dance myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? Dance myself right out the room.
And Welcome back in. You could be dancing yourself when you save some money on a trip to Edaville. If you missed me talking about it earlier, it bears repeating that Edaville is giving a belated Christmas gift to all of you out there by putting up some discounted and free tickets at Edaville.com. Now, this doesn't apply to going to the park to buy tickets in person. If you go to the park to buy tickets in person, you're going to have to pay full price. The discounts only apply by tickets purchased online. And why is that? Well, it's because they want to know how many people they can have there, and the online lets them know how many people to expect. So right now, you can get gold tickets, which is the tier that allows you to ride the train and ride all the vintage amusement park rides, as well as seeing the Festival of Lights, as well as experiencing the Christmas market and being able to get some of the great food and snacks they have. You can do everything on the gold ticket. Normally $45.95. Now on sale for today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Those are the final days of Edaville for the season. You can get those gold tickets, normally $45.95, for just $22.98, half price. Silver tickets, normally $29.95, $14.98. And the bronze tickets, the ones that let you get into the park and see all the lights and experience everything, and then, you know, it's you're not going to ride the train, you're not going to ride the rides, you just want to get in there and experience Edaville. You know, usually it's great for the grandparents that come along and watch the kids while the parents get on the ride, that kind of thing. Those are normally $12.95. Right now, those tickets are free. But you got to get them online at Edaville.com. So get them now before they're gone, because people are going to jump all over this deal. As they're waking up this morning and, you know, they're finally scrolling social media, they're going to see this on the Edaville Facebook page and they're going to jump on this deal. But right now, get on over to Edaville.com and get your half price or even free tickets to experience the Festival of Lights before the season is over on New Year's Eve. And again, not available in person, only available online at Edaville.com. All right, let me take my final break of the morning and we'll be back to wrap things up in a few moments. And welcome back in. Hey, in the final couple of moments here before we're going to give way to the returning Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now, want to suggest that if you are trying to make your New Year's Eve plans, well, plan to stay home. That's always the safest route. But also plan to have yourself a nice little feast by getting some delicious food at the butcher shop. Some people like to have a big New Year's Day dinner, too. Maybe that's something that, you know, you do at your home. Stop by and get a nice prime rib or some steaks from the butcher shop. And start 2025 the right way, the delicious way. But if you are having people over and you want to make it nice and easy for yourself, you can get some of their great platters, but make sure you get those orders in so that they have plenty of time to prepare it for you. And of course, you can get all of your beer and wine that you need for your party as well at the butcher shop. Little cheese fridge action there for putting out some crudité or to put on your charcuterie board. All kinds of options, everything that you need to make New Year's Eve, to make 2024 go out with a bang and 2025 come in with an even bigger bang, all right there at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And you'll find that not only are you starting 2025 off by going there, but you're going to be going there again and again and again over the course of the year. The food is that good, that delicious, that affordable, and it's a real old school neighborhood market, so the service is second to none. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And I'll be picking up some of their chicken wings for my one-man New Year's Eve party. One man, one cat. But the cat's not getting any. Anyway, that's going to do it for me for today. As I said, stay tuned for the returning Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. I'll be back tomorrow. And we'll have later on Paul Santos filling in for Barry Richard. So a lot of great calls from people calling in to Paul.
Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details. Details.